joy and celebration at the election headquarters of Jan Lunter, an independent candidate who'd challenged the far-right governor of Banská Bystrica in Slovakia's regional government elections. When the results came in, they showed that Lunter, a successful businessman, had humiliated the sitting governor, Marian Kotleba, who came to power 4 years ago in an election that shocked Slovakia and Europe. Mr. Kotleba is a former neo-Nazi who discarded his paramilitary uniform to run for public office. Much of his far-right rhetoric stayed the same. He's described Slovakia's Roma community as parasites, and one of his first acts as governor was to replace the EU flag flying from his office with a blue rag. But at the weekend, all that changed. An informal alliance of liberal, pro-EU, centre-right parties threw their weight behind Mr. Lunter. Mario Nicolini is the founder of Bratislava's Euro-Atlantic Centre, a combination of think tank and youth organisation.
This is, in my view, a result of a massive popular mobilisation in the meantime that intervened, which we last saw in 1998, when Vladimir Mečiar was ousted by a united front of democratic politicians, media, and the NGOs. Slovakia is a small nation in the heart of Europe, which is faced with populism and right-wing extremism, which has entered the political mainstream, now provided an example to others how to resist and overcome frustration that's gripping large parts of Central Europe and the West. And the recipe is by democratic politicians working together, combined with citizens' mobilization.
The alliance against Mr. Kotleba and his ultra-nationalist, xenophobic People's Party Our Slovakia was replicated across Slovakia's 8 self-governing regions. The party won just 2 of 416 regional assembly seats. At a national level, however, the People's Party is still represented in parliament, although it is virtually shunned by all other parties. Analysts say it is too soon to predict whether the same anti-extremist forces can be mobilised for parliamentary elections in 2020. The second headline was the disastrous regional showing for Smer, the party of Slovakia's leftist Prime Minister Robert Fico. He has borrowed some of the rhetoric of the far right in recent years, although he is now staking a claim as the man who can bind Slovakia to the core of the EU. That did not appear to be enough in these elections. His party lost 4 of the 6 regional governorships it had held, including its eastern stronghold of Prešov. Andrea Michalcová is a Slovak project manager working at the European Values think tank in Prague.
He didn't make any agreement with his coalition partners. He went there like, I'm strong, I can do my best. But what he did wrong, actually, he didn't find a dialogue. This is the main reason, I think. Actually, he's really struggling, and he now knows that, okay, this is like the weird warning point and I need to do something. So he's analyzing things, and I think that this is a start of his fall, actually.
And if there is Fico fatigue, it is perhaps understandable. The pugnacious but still popular PM has been in power, apart from a brief 18-month hiatus, for more than 10 years, overseeing a period of remarkable economic prosperity. And at the heart of Robert Fico's problems is the fact that while he has often railed against high-level corruption, some of his own ministers, and even to a degree he himself, have been tainted with the same brush, perhaps inevitably after a decade in Central European politics. The only question now, it seems, is who will replace him. Rob Cameron, DW, Prague.